Driver and Motor Vehicles Services, Oregon, Commercial Driver Manual. Next page. This material is based upon work supported by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration under grant funding. Any opinions, findings, conclusions, or recommendations expressed in this publication are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the view of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. The manual has been modified for specific use in Oregon. Although DMV tries to ensure the material is current and reflects applicable law at the time of publication, it is not a legal authority and should not be referenced in a court of law. Copyright 2025 AAMVA. All rights reserved. This material has been created for and provided to State Driver License Agencies, SDLAs, by the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, AAMVA, solely for the purpose of educating and informing driver license applicants, commercial or non-commercial. It does not contemplate every possible situation a driver may encounter, nor is intended to be used for purpose other than those described above. Permission to reproduce, use, distribute, or sell this material has been granted to SDLAs only. No part of this book may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying, recording, or by any information storage and retrieval system without express written permission from the author/publisher. Any unauthorized reprint, use, distribution, or sale of this material is prohibited. Next page. Next, we see an image of a girl standing next to a bus stop and a text that reads, "Women and youth are forced into prostitution along our highways. You can help. Everyday heroes needed. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery, where traffickers use force, fraud, and coercion to control their victims. It can occur in many locations, including truck stops, hotels, restaurants, rest areas, brothels, strip clubs, private homes, etc. Truckers are the eyes and ears of our highways and are already making calls that save lives. They are everyday heroes, like Kevin Kimmel, whose call rescued a 20-year-old woman being sold, beaten, tortured, and repeatedly raped in the back of an RV parked at the back of a truck stop. Or Joe Aguayo, who saw a young trafficking victim who'd been drugged, beaten, raped, and abandoned along a remote road with her head shaved and nothing but a towel for covering. Because professional drivers often find themselves in locations frequented and exploited by human traffickers, they're in a unique position to recognize the signs of human trafficking and make the call that can lead to victim recovery and perpetrator arrests. Next, we see an image of a trucker next to a truck. TAT has been working with members of the transportation industry since 2009 to provide the needed training and tools to enable members of these key industries to both recognize and report human trafficking when they see it happening. TAT has wallet cards with red flags to look for, questions to ask if you suspect someone is a victim, and actionable information to report. This wallet card is available by app, from the appropriate app store, or by emailing info@tatnonprofit.org for a version to carry in your wallet. Additionally, TAT provides a powerful 26-minute training video on its website, www.tatnon-profit.org, which, when watched, along with taking and passing a short test, certifies drivers as TAT trained, a designation which can go on your resume. Next, we see an image with a QR code and social media logos and a text that reads, "Make the call, save lives, TAT. Call 911 to report human trafficking. For victim services, call the national hotline, 1-888-383-3888, U.S., or 1-833-900-1010, Canada, www.tatnonprofit.org. Warning, please do not approach traffickers. Allow law enforcement to deal with traffickers and recover victims. Approaching traffickers is not only dangerous for you and their victims, but could lead to problems in the eventual prosecution of traffickers. When calling law enforcement in order to open an investigation on your tip, they need actionable information. This would include descriptions of cars or trucks, make, model, color, license plate, truck, and or US DOT number, etc., and people. Height, weight, hair color, eye color, age, etc. Take a picture if you can. Specific times and dates. When did you see the event in question take place? What day was it? Addresses and locations where suspicious activity took place. When you contact law enforcement, tell them you suspect human trafficking, not prostitution. Note, human trafficking is a crime under federal law in both the U.S. and Canada. In the U.S., there is a lifetime ban on a CDL for any individual who uses their CMV to commit a felony involving human trafficking. Some states punish sex purchasers the same as sex traffickers, and most states have a buyer applicable trafficking law that prohibits a mistake of age defense in prosecutions for buying commercial sex act with any minor. Copyright TAT. Next page. Tune radio to AM 1610 for updated weather information and road conditions. Respect the pass. The Siskiyou Pass, commonly called the Siskiyous, is one of the most hazardous stretches of road along Interstate 5. Truckers beware. The summit is at an elevation of 4,310 feet. You'll lose about 2,300 feet of elevation in 6 miles at a 6% downgrade while maneuvering your truck through sharp curves and some of the most hazardous visibility, fog, and road surface conditions in Oregon. More than 13,000 vehicles travel this stretch of highway daily. Approximately half of the vehicles involved in accidents on this stretch of highway were commercial trucks with trailers. Extreme caution urged. Escape ramps are located northbound at milepost 6.3 and 9.5. When in doubt about snow and ice conditions, chain up your truck. It is better to be overprepared than to chain up after you jackknife. Why do I have to chain up here? Chain up areas are set up prior to inspection sites so that chains can be installed with ample shoulder space. Sometimes, this needs to be done some distance from the snow line itself. Highway personnel are there to help you get over the pass safely. Be cooperative. Work with them. If you are not fully chained up prior to the inspection site, you will be turned around. When required, chains need to be installed prior to the inspection site. Inspection sites are at milepost 1, northbound, and milepost 11, southbound. When is it the best time to go over the pass? Mother Nature is hard to figure. At night, temperatures drop and freezing is common. Early in the morning, when the sun comes up, is when fresh snow is the slickest. Midday is usually the best time to travel over the pass. Reminders for a safe descent. Remember to check brakes before entering the downgrade. Be aware of the safe recommended speed for your vehicle. Posted speeds are maximums in good weather. Bad weather demands slower speeds. Fog, snow, and black ice are common between October and April. Be prepared. Descend the summit in the proper gear. Oregon law requires that you carry and use tire chains when conditions warrant and or signs posted. Be sure you have emergency warning devices, triangles, and use them if you are stopped. Be sure all your lights are working. Don't drive if you are fatigued. DOT registration information. Motor carriers can obtain information and services about trucking regulations and appropriate Oregon permits at the Ashland Port of Entry, located at I-5 northbound, milepost 18. For Oregon road conditions, call 511, toll-free with Oregon. For weather conditions on the Hill or 1-800-977-6368, toll-free within Oregon, or 1-503-588-2941, outside Oregon. Published by the Oregon Department of Transportation. Funds for this publication provided by the Motor Carrier Safety Assistance Program. Next, we see an image of a map that reads, "Watch for these signs. Lower truck escape ramp, MP 9.49 northbound. Upper truck escape ramp, MP 6.23 northbound. Begin 6% downgrade northbound. Brake inspection area." Map elements also include Ashland Municipal Airport, Emigrant Lake, Mount Ashland Ski Access Road, Rogue Valley Highway 99, Green Springs Highway 66, I-5, Oregon, California. Next, we see an illustration of a truck that reads, "Trucker warning, respect the Siskiyou Pass." Next, on the right side of the page, we see an illustration of a road, a truck, a person skiing, and a sign that reads, "Ashland." Next page, table of contents, Oregon information, I-1, introduction, 1-1, driving safely, 2-1, Transporting cargo safely, 3-1. Transporting passengers safely, 4-1. Air brakes, 5-1. Combination vehicles, 6-1. Doubles and triples, 7-1. Tank vehicles, 8-1. Hazardous materials, 9-1. School buses, 10-1. Vehicle inspection test, 11-1. Basic control skills test, 12-1. On-road driving, 13-1. Next page,